doctors were the ones who took care of physical illness. God and masters took care of soul, spirit illness. And then there was a whole philosophy, theology that developed where it was psychiatrists, psychologists, those kinds of folks who took care of mental illness, what later would be turned from a negative towards a positive, called a oftentimes mental health. And it's not the last week in the area of looking at what I call usurpers of usurpers. Now, we don't have time to go into this way. processes, and the vehicle uncertainty over how our parents were to blame, and everything stems from sexuality, and it became a great place to take away guilt, shame, and for us to have a way to live out anything that I had thought into flushing out the beliefs of things that caused. Then, what would happen is the church would start to buy into it.
Bible doesn't teach us how to build a house or how to build a house.
some ideas, not lots of words, but every word has no balance in six words. It says an awful lot about how words take in the problems. So, writer to Hebrews, chapter 4, he tells us about the power of God's word. Hebrews 4, 12.
Across the Pennsylvania, right through the seminary.
process like what teaching you to say that the Bible is prophet. To say that the Bible is prophet, and thus it then there's power to say yes. Peter's statement about what God gives us through his power is that what? His divine power. Power has given us everything, not some things, everything.